Good morning. It is time for a look at local and area news. It's brought to you by Jacksonville Monument Company. I'm Ryan Turk. Legislation by Jacksonville's Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer has passed the House. Richard Holton has the report.
House Bill 3670 was sponsored by Davidsmeyer after a constituent of his was involved in a minor accident with a senior citizen. No one was hurt in the accident, but 2 weeks later the senior died, which resulted in the revocation of the constituent's driver's license. Davidsmeyer says this bill will help people out who are in this exact situation.
Current law says that if you're involved in an accident on the road and a fatality occurs, that your driver's license is immediately revoked without any due process or anything. This simply changes that and says you have 90 days from the time the Secretary of State mails out a letter notifying you that your license will be revoked before it will actually be taken away. So it gives you the time to go through the process and file an appeal to make sure they understand the circumstance of the actual accident.
Currently, Illinois law requires the Secretary of State to revoke the driver's license of a person when their action resulted in a proximate death of another. This bill would amend that so someone's driver's license isn't taken away unless that person directly caused someone else's death. The bill was approved this week by the Illinois House and now moves on to the Illinois Senate for their consideration. For WLDS WEAI News, I'm Richard Holton.
Your desire to remember a loved one who has passed from this life will lead you to Jacksonville Monument. Jacksonville Monument has earned a reputation for quality craftsmanship and service. These are qualities you want to look for in selecting a monument. The character and spirit of a loved one can be enshrined forever in a beautiful monument. Remember, a monument is a symbol of the love and respect you hold for a departed loved one. Go to the people you can trust. Visit Jacksonville Monument. They spare no effort to live up to the confidence this community has placed in them in the past. Jacksonville Monument, 330 East State.
We live and work where you do, and we have the expertise and knowledge to understand your farm. As things change from year to year, protecting your agricultural investment is important to you and to us. Our ag banking products are tailored to fit your needs and to help your farm grow. I want to be your banker in Whitehall, and we also have business bankers in 9 other locations for your convenience. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The first meeting for District 117 board members Corinne Wagner and Libby White will include a vote for the next big step in the Turner renovation project. Board members will vote on the approval to begin the process of finding a construction manager for the Vision 117 process. That topic was scheduled to be voted on during the April 15th meeting, but the board felt more time was needed to hold the vote. The discussion and vote, based on the recommendation of District 117's municipal advisor to approve utilizing a underwriting team for the upcoming bond sale, will also take place. Other action items include votes for the approval of the treasurer's bond and the purchase of 3 used buses. The special meeting starts at 6 p.m. at the central office. It's Girl Scout Citizenship Night at Jacksonville City Council meeting tonight. On the agenda is a discussion for street closures and allowing the sale of consumption of alcohol at the downtown celebration. Aldermen will also talk about amending the rates for the Nichols Park pool. Jacksonville Mayor Andy Ezzard notes the council will be asked to approve the lowering of rates. The City Finance Committee will meet regarding a loan agreement with CCK Automations for the expansion of their business. They'll also talk about finalizing the purchase of a golf cart fleet. Immediately following tonight's City Council meeting will be the swearing-in ceremony of 5 aldermen in Wards 1 through 5, Bill Scott, Tony Williams, Travis Richardson, Ben Tomhave, and Don Cook. Things get underway at 6 p.m. at the Jacksonville Municipal Building. Morton Avenue was shut down yesterday afternoon after a luxury bus turned on its side. Jacksonville Police Sergeant Olivia Medford says the Harmony Limousine bus had no passengers when it was hit by a driver coming out of the south side of Lincoln Square Shopping Center complex at 2 p.m. Medford says the bus, being driven westbound by 41-year-old Gerald Harmony of Pleasant Plains, was hit by a vehicle driven by 85-year-old Dorothy Keller of Jacksonville. The car reportedly clipped the back of the bus, causing it to flip over. Both drivers went to Pasevan Area Hospital. Keller had been treated and released. Harmony is listed in stable condition. Morton Avenue was closed to traffic while emergency crews uprighted the bus. Medford says citations are pending and investigation is ongoing. Illinois State Police made one arrest last night. 45-year-old William Dunsbury of Murrayville was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 8:45 p.m. for possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Morgan County deputies arrested 42-year-old John Dunsbury, also of Murrayville, for participating in meth manufacturing, use of property to violate the Meth Control Act, possession of meth, and materials to make the drug, possession of cannabis, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both John and William remain in custody. No additional information on the arrest was immediately available this morning. Jacksonville police made three arrests yesterday. 24-year-old Landon Dewar of Laomi was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 12:45 a.m. for battery. Dewar remains in custody. And 24-year-old Brian Walbaum of the 400 block of Wyatt was booked at the county jail at around 4 a.m. Sunday for DUI and leaving the scene of an accident. Walbaum has been released on bond. Two 14-year-olds, a boy and a girl, both from Jacksonville, were booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 6:30 for battery. The boy and girl have been released into the custody of their parents. Despite passage of a measure to make possession of small amounts of marijuana a civil offense rather than a criminal offense, there are concerns about the bill's passage to standards of driving under the influence. Illinois News Network has more.
Democratic Representative Kelly Cassidy's House Bill 218 amends the vehicle code to go after those who do drive under the influence of marijuana with a new DUI standard. Current law says someone is DUI if there is any concentration of THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, in their blood. Cassidy's change would only allow for DUI charges if the driver has, within 2 hours of getting behind the wheel, 15 nanograms or more in their blood. Republican Representative David Harris worries that that threshold is too low.
I don't know what the right standard is, but if this standard is too high, I think that's a cause for concern.
Cassidy says lower levels will still show if someone is driving under the influence.
Let's be clear, an impaired driver is still going to be charged appropriately. These thresholds provide a legal presumption absent proof of impairment.
In Springfield, Greg Bishop, INN Radio.
The bill also goes after the production of butane hash oil, a manufactured substance derived from processing THC with butane gas. Governor Bruce Rauner's office, when asked about the bill, responded, quote, "No comment." The measure now heads to the Senate.
Dawes Family Funeral Home invites you to visit their newest location at 508 West Vandalia in South Jacksonville. The Dawes Family offers Jacksonville area families service beyond excellence, from the elegant chapel to the beautiful dining room and large in-house monument display. The Dawes Family provides a higher standard of funeral services at a competitive price. Stop in or call 243-0444.
Dawes Family Funeral Homes, for families who
We now have the following death and funeral announcements to bring to your attention at this time. Richard F. Weiss, age 81, of Greenfield, died Sunday at Willow Rose Rehab and Healthcare Center in Jerseyville. Richard F. Weiss. Funeral arrangements are pending at Ayersman Hires Funeral Home in Carrollton. Taking a look at temperatures, yesterday's high was 62, the low was 34. No precipitation yesterday. A full look at the forecast is coming up next. A reminder, bulletin news is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.